allowing yourself to be in this moment, just be. Feeling into the vibration of the crystal balls as the sound fades. Notice the presence of your body in this room. Notice the position of your body, the blankets and the cushions, the eye pillows and the hand pillows, the sandbags. Feel yourself in this room, in this moment. Again, noticing the position of your partner next to you, the space all around the room. Begin to open up to your intention for this meditation practice today. Notice that as an inquiry when you ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? How you answer that might come back as one simple word, a sentence, or a deeper knowing. There's no right or wrong response. It's your response. What you connect into and notice as something that you need in this moment. As we move through this meditation, begin to notice ways that you can respond to working with yourself and your intention for the practice. Being curious now and welcoming in an inner resource. Your inner resource. It could be another person, some place in nature, an animal, a word. Is your sense of safety and ease. It can offer you this deep internal sense of peace and grounding. If something comes to mind right away, or someone, some place, invite that in as part of your meditation practice. Seeing it visually or seeing them visually. Hearing any sounds or voices. Any particular smells that this place or person might offer you to deepen your connection as your inner resource. Your inner resource can walk alongside you throughout your meditative journey. You could call on them whenever you need that deeper sense of peace, grounding, and ease. The last thing we could open up to is something we call sankalpa. It means heartfelt desire. Within your life, your heartfelt desire is something akin to a dream your heart has for you in this lifetime. Color in a sankalpa and an understanding of a sankalpa would be coloring in attributes and qualities, ways of being in this world that bring you closer to something like a dharma or a purpose. If part of your heartfelt desire might be to be more compassionate, more understanding, or more patient, for example, you'd formulate a connection to this sankalpa as, I am compassionate, I am understanding, and I am patient. You phrase it in the present tense as if it's already reality. As we meditate, qualities of this sankalpa begin to be a little bit more clear. And you could begin to add in better understanding as you move through your meditative journey. As we begin our physical meditation, we're going to begin moving awareness throughout the body. Begin by noticing the mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the inner orb of the mouth. Notice the jaw, the cheeks, the left and the right side, the ears, left and right ear, noticing the nose, the tip of the nose, the left and the right nostril, the eyes, the left eye, the right eye, both eyes at the same time. Move awareness to the forehead, the crown of the head, the back of the head. Moving again along the left ear and the right ear, down to the neck, and then to the front of the throat. Awareness in the left shoulder point, the left arm, the top of the arm, the left elbow, the left lower arm, the left hand, fingers on the left hand, thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the entire left hand, arm, and fingers as one sensation. Awareness in the right shoulder point, the right arm, top of the arm, elbow, lower arm, right wrist, right hand, fingers on the right hand, the thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the entire right arm, hand, and fingers, one sensation. Awareness in the torso, the front of the torso, the back of the torso, Noticing the neck again, the upper part of the back, the backs of the shoulder blades, the middle of the back, the spinal column moving down, the lower back, the sides of the lower back, left and right side, and the base of the coccyx bone. The entire back plane of the torso as one sensation. Noticing the front of the torso. The upper part of the chest. The space of the heart. The middle of the chest. The ribs. The space of the left lung. The space of the right lung. The solar plexus area. The belly, the left side of the abdomen, the right side of the abdomen, the pelvic area, the sacral area, the entire front plane of the torso, one sensation. Bring awareness into the hips. Notice the left hip. Notice the right hip. Notice the left back buttock. Notice the right back buttock. Draw awareness into the left leg. Notice the top of the left leg, the quadricep, the hamstring, and the left knee, the top of the left knee, the underside of the left knee, the lower leg, the shin and the calf, the left ankle, the left heel, the left foot, sole of the left foot, toes on the left foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, baby toe, the entire left leg, foot, and toes, one sensation. Notice the right leg, the top of the right leg, the quadricep, the hamstring. Notice the knee, the top of the knee, the underside of the knee. Notice the lower leg, the front of the shin, the back of the calf. Notice the right ankle, right heel, right foot, sole of the right foot, toes on the right foot, big toe, second toe, Third toe. Fourth toe. Baby toe. The entire right leg, foot, and toes. One sensation. Scan into and notice the entire front of the body. The face, the torso, the front of the arms, the front of the hands, the front of the belly, the legs, the tops of the foot, the entire front part of the body. And then move awareness to the entire back of the body, the back of the head, the back of the neck, the back plane of the back and torso, the backs of the arms, hands, the buttocks, the back of the legs, backs of the feet, the entire back of the body. Move awareness back and forth between the entire front of the body and the entire back of the body, noticing first one plane and then the other. Allow awareness to merge the two, sinking into the entire body, and then begin moving awareness into noticing the breath. Noticing the breath as you breathe into the body. Noticing the breath as you breathe out. Counting back from 7 to 1. 7, breath moving into the body. 7, breath moving out of the body. 6, breath moving into the body. 6, breath moving out of the body. 5, breath moving into the body. 5, breath moving out of the body. Four, breath moving into the body. 4, breath moving out of the body. 3, breath moving into the body. 3, breath moving out of the body. 2, breath moving into the body. 2, breath moving out of the body. 1, breath moving into the body. 1, breath moving out of the body. Breath moving in. Breath moving out. As the counting falls away, the breath continues to move into and out of the body. To invite awareness into noticing sensations in the body. you could scan into the body and notice some place on the body, the sensation of heaviness. Sensing into the body. Seeing if you notice the sensation of heaviness. Wherever it might be, notice where the body might feel heavy. As you explore, you allow your awareness to move throughout the body, sensing into heaviness. Notice if heaviness has a particular color. Does heaviness have a particular emotion, thought, memory? Seeing and sensing into heaviness and noticing where it's present in the body. Noticing a particular memory. Color. Voice. Then allow yourself to explore the opposite. Search and scan into the body for softness or lightness, the opposite of heaviness for you. Sensing into the body. Noticing the presence. Softness or lightness, wherever that might be in the body. As you search into the sensation of softness or lightness, noticing where the spice might be on the body. The space has a particular color, sound, emotion, memory. Just being curious and noticing how your awareness explores particular sensation of softness or lightness, and where it's present in the body. Begin to move awareness back to the sensation of heaviness. Where was that present in the body? What else was present in the space of heaviness? And then back again to the space of softness or lightness. Allowing awareness to explore that area again. to move back and forth between these two opposites. First, exploring heaviness, and then the lightness or the softness. Moving back and forth between these two opposites. Pause as you simultaneously hold both within your awareness at the same time. What happens as you hold the softness and the lightness simultaneously? I'm being curious if something new emerges between the two. And then allow that awareness to fade away. Next, allow yourself to invite in a particular emotion that you might be working with in your life. Or if one arises completely naturally on its own, invite that one in. Noticing a particular emotion. And as you feel into and notice that emotion, notice where it might be present most in the body. Noticing an emotion, seeing what arises, seeing where it's most present in the body. Noticing if there's any connection to sounds, people, memories, or thoughts. As you connect into and invite this particular emotion to be part of your meditative experience. Inviting in your inner resource to be part of your meditative journey. Exploring a particular emotion. Seeing where it's present in the body. If this particular emotion had an opposite, what would the opposite be? What would the opposite emotion be? Where would the opposite emotion be most present in the body? If you fell right now into the opposite emotion, where would you notice the opposite emotion in the body? Does the opposite emotion have any connection to a particular color, sound, memory, or thought? Begin to move awareness back to the first emotion. Re-exploring that space in the body where you fell into that first emotion. Noticing colors, sounds, memories, people, thoughts, whatever's present. And then move awareness back to the opposite of that emotion. Re-exploring the opposite emotion. In that place in the body the most connected into that opposite emotion. Move your awareness back and forth now between both emotions. First noticing one and then the opposite. As I invite you to find a place to pause, notice both emotions at the same time. How does holding both emotions impact the mind and impact the body? Allowing both to release from your awareness. Next, begin to invite in a particular thought, judgment, perception, or belief. One that you're working with in your present life. Noticing a particular thought, belief, perception, or judgment. It can be thought of as an I am kind of statement. But notice what arises. Whenever you might notice, if you repeat this particular thought, perception, belief, or judgment to yourself, where would you begin to feel it most in the body? Repeating this particular thought to yourself, noticing where you might feel it most in the body. And as you consider this particular thought, belief, perception, or judgment, notice if it's you who's speaking to yourself, or if it's somebody else who's saying these words. Is there a person or a memory? A place? And then begin to be curious if this particular thought, belief, perception, or judgment had an opposite. What would that opposite statement be? And then repeat that opposite statement to yourself. Noticing where you might feel most this particular opposite statement of thought, belief, perception, or judgment. It's just an exploration. It's just a chance to be curious. Move awareness back to the first thought, perception, belief, or judgment. Exploring it again, being curious what arises. And then back to the opposite again. Allow yourself to move back and forth between these two opposites of thoughts. First feeling into and noticing one, and then the opposite. What arises as I invite you to pause and hold both at the same time? What arises as you simultaneously hold both? What arises in the mind? What arises in the body? Allowing both to fade away from your awareness. Begin to invite in connection to your heart space. Feel into your own beating heart. And the rhythm and the movement. A space that connects us into love, peace, generosity, and well-being. See if you can invite in connection to your own sense of peace, your own sense of well-being. Your own sense of generosity and love. Maybe it might arise as a memory from a time past, connection to a particular person, particular animal, noticing your own sense of joy, peace, well-being, love, or generosity. And allow any ripples from this noticing to spread from the place of your heart into your entire body. Your connection to joy, peace, well-being, and love, allowing that awareness to ripple into the entire body. The entire body resting in this place known as Ananda. This bliss layer of the body. How does that come into your awareness? Might there be a color, a pattern, a sound? Or maybe it's nothing at all. If there is a connection to a particular person, place, or animal, allow some reverence to remain. This element and connection is always with you. There's always that connection within. As we remain in the space of the heart, begin to draw awareness into some cultivation of a connection to a loving kindness prayer. Begin to notice a connection to complete the sentence of "May I be," noticing what might arise. Bring to mind somebody else who's walking this path of life with you. Cultivate an awareness to something you wish to offer them. May I be? May they be. And then inviting in a reminder of what your intention was for your meditation practice today. Inviting that reminder into your awareness and seeing how it appears to you. If you're able to work with that intention and offer yourself any elements. To help satisfy this particular need. noticing if this is an intention you could continue working with throughout your day or for the rest of your week. And inviting into your mind your connection to your inner resource. Sensing into if it was another person or a particular place, an animal or a word. Creating that connection and visual in your mind of whoever, whatever it might have been. Knowing this inner resource is always in your mind's eye. Whenever you need any depth of grounding or ease. And then be curious again about that last element of the sankalpa and the heartfelt desire. As you consider this meditation experience today, are there any elements or deeper understandings of yourself and your path in life that can help you be more connected and see more clearly this path and this part of your life? As we begin to close out our meditation, taking a moment to connect into knowing that in every moment and every day, you're doing the very best you know how to do. And thanking yourself for taking this time to move through a meditation.